everybody. Here we are, all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Have you noticed that quality stores nearly always serve Horlicks malted milk at the soda fountain? Next time you're out shopping, look for the Horlicks name and see if this isn't a fact. Here's the reason for it. Good stores know the value of Horlicks malted milk. They know that for richness, for flavor, for results, this famous original malted milk is not to be compared with the many imitations of Horlicks now on the market. They are paying more to give you the best. The Horlicks name at the fountain, then, is a sign of that store owner's high standard of selection. If you don't see it, ask the clerk to get Horlicks for you. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum returned from a trip to Kansas City a few days ago with the idea that he and Abner would open a picture show in Pine Ridge. Yesterday, they made arrangements with Dick Huddleston to rent a building which has been used as a cotton warehouse for their new business. Today, they have a crew of men busy remodeling the building. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, Abner has just returned from the warehouse. We find him down at the Jot'em Down store discussing their plans with Grandpappy Spears. Listen.
Oh, I just can't wait to get started. Just think, get to sit there and look at the picture show every night for nothing.
Oh, everybody in town just tickled to death over it. Lots of folks here in Pine Ridge, they ain't never saw a picture show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's some around here. It's awful backwoodsy, yeah. I seen a picture show 2 years ago. It ain't gonna be nothing new to me.
No, but, I believe you'll do well with it, Abner. You and Lum ought to make a lot of money out of it.
Oh, Lum says we're going to make millionaires out of ourselves with it.
Yeah, I hope you do. Hope you do.
Did Lum say where he's going, Grandpa, when he left?
Why, yeah, he said something about going over to see Mose Moose. Something about renting some folding chairs from the lodge hall. You know, Mose is one of the higher-up officers in the lodge.
Yeah. I ain't dogged. I'd forgot about us having to have seats for over there.
Oh, yeah, you have to have seats.
Well, I hope he can rent them. I'd hate for us to have to buy brand new ones.
Yeah, that'll save you some money right there.
Yeah, well, I saved it some a while ago. That's what I want to see Lum about. I bow you he'll be tickled to death whenever he finds out what I did.
Save some money, did you?
Yeah, I don't know why in the world we never thought of it before now. It'll just cut out a lot of extra carpenter's work, what it'll do.
Yeah, you want to watch them things, because it's going to be that smart of a job remodeling that old cotton warehouse, ain't it?
Yeah, now, the way I've got it figured out, it ain't so grandpa. All he's going to have to do is just build a little room upstairs in the back for the picture machine and then board up the window so that the light can't get in.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Lum's got some big ideas about fixing the place up fancy, but I think I can talk him out of it.
Well, yonder comes Lum now.
Yeah, well, I'll just get him to go over there with me so that I can show him what I thought of.
He's the busiest somebody I ever seen in my life. He's been on the go all day long today.
Yeah, and the only trouble for Lum about it, he's got to watch him. He's so extravagant.
Extravagant?
Yeah, he never stops to think what anything's going to cost. You want to hear some of the ideas that he's got studied up for that show.
Better mind out what you're saying.
Uh-huh. Hey, Lum, after you left over there a while ago, I studied up an idea that'll save us $100.
Save us $100?
Yes, sir. As I said, it cost us $100 to put a new floor in there.
Yeah, but we've got to have a new floor.
No, I figured out a way around that, Lum. That floor we got in there is all right.
Yeah, it's all right, but it ain't slanting. Picture show's got to have a slanting floor so folks can see over one another's heads.
Well, this'll be slanting when they get done doing what I told them to. See, instead of building a new floor, well, I've got them over there raising up one end of the building.
Raising up one end of the building?
Yeah, we're just hiking up the front end of it there to where it'll be about 6 foot higher than it is in the back. That'll make it slanting and we won't have to build no new floor.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner, that ain't gonna work.
What's the reason it ain't?
Why, the building won't look right. The windows and doors will all be slanting, too. How's folks going to get up there to the front door and hit it sticking up about 10 foot in the air?
I hadn't thought about that part of it.
That's just the trouble. You don't think about nothing.
We could build a stairway up there to it. Could do that.
Well, that little room we're aiming on using for the box office, it'll be slanting, too.
Yeah, everything will be slanting.
Well, that ain't going to do. Front door will be pinting right up in the... sky that way, and every time it rained, it'd flood the building. Just rain right in the front door.
Yeah.
Grandpap, I wish you'd go over and tell Ezra to hold off on that raising the building. Tell him to go ahead and put that floor in there like I told him to.
Yeah, all right, Mama, I'll tell him. I still think that idea might forget him.
Well, Abner, it just won't work now, so just forget about it. And don't be going around over there telling Ezra to do one thing after I've told him to do something else.
Well, I just trying to save us some money was all.
Yeah, that's all right. I just want to get started over there as quick as we can. You're just making matters worse.
Did you rent the chairs from the lodge hall?
Yeah, I had to give a little more for them than I wanted to, but I told Mose we'd rent them for a month anyway.
Why couldn't we just put some benches in there, Lom?
Benches?
Yeah, set some candy buckets in there upside down and then just lay some boards across them.
Candy buckets with boards across them. We've got to fix the place up nice, make them feel comfort in there. We're going to have folding chairs in there or nothing.
Well, all right. I just hope we don't spend all our money before we get started, though.
Well, Abner, it's like I've always told you, you've got to spend money to make it.
Spend it to make it?
Now, I've explained all that to you before. I'm not going into it again. You know what I mean. It's going to cost us right smart of money just starting out this way, but there's just certain things that we've got to have. Got to have some music, for one thing.
Music?
Yeah, somebody to play the piano. You know, like we do in there at Meany.
You mean that we've got to buy a piano, too?
Well, if we can't rent one summers, I reckon we'll have to.
Well, what's the use to have music in there, Lon? They ain't going to dance or nothing.
No, but you've got to have music along with the pitcher.
Do?
Why, sure. If it's a sad pitcher, we'll have him play some sad music. And if the hero's about to catch a villain, why, we want to play some real fast and exciting music.
Well, there's some more expense. Got to get somebody to play the piano.
You don't expect it to play itself, do you?
Well, no. Huh? Wait a minute here. Why couldn't we get a player piano like that in the Grandpappy Spirit has got?
I tell you, that's right. I hadn't thought about that.
Mike could just rent that off of him, Mom. I don't think him and Charity ever played the thing unless they got something.
Well, see, that might be just what we're looking for.
Sure.
We'd have to get some new rolls of music for it, though. He ain't got but three rolls that I ever hear them play. Casey Jones and Steamboat Bill and some other, and I don't recall.
Yeah, Star Spangled Banner, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I know he's always trying to stand up and pump them pedals at the same time while he plays it.
We don't want that down there,
no.
Picture show. Well, if he likes that tune, he'd have the folks standing up about half the time.
Yeah, wouldn't need no seats that away. Wouldn't need but half as many.
Well, when Grandpap gets back, I'll speak to him about that, see if we can't rent that piney from him. That's a good idea you had there, Abner.
Well, I'm glad I had one that was all right. I just about to lose confidence in myself.
Well, let's see now. Let's get some music and the chairs, and Ezra's already working remodeling the building. Next thing we got to locate is a moving picture machine.
A what?
A machine to show the moving pictures with.
Oh, yeah. That just reminds me, too, Ron. I've got something here. If I can find it. And it's something I cut out of a magazine down at the barber shop. Yeah. Now, look at that. That might be just what we're looking for.
What is it? A home movie projector.
Oh, I thought it was a moving picture machine. Mose Moot said it was.
Yeah, it is. It says, have your own moving pictures at home with this handy little projector. Complete with two rolls of film, $2.79.
Yeah, them things don't cost as much as I allowed they would, Lon.
It's just the trouble, they don't cost enough.
Don't cost enough?
Oh, this thing wouldn't throw a picture over 20 or 30 feet. We're going to have the machine setting upstairs there, clean at the back of the building.
At the back?
Why, sure.
Well, Ezra sure mixed up then, Lon, for he's building that room in front.
In front?
Yes, sir, right up there over the box office.
Well, yeah, that's right. That's the back of the house. You see, when you get inside of a show that way, you go in the front, but when you get in there, you're in the back of the house.
Huh?
When you get inside of a show that way, the front starts being the back, and the back starts being the front.
You mean you're going to turn the building around?
No, but things just change.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. I never had noticed that.
Well, now, when you come in the front door of a picture show and sit down quick as you get inside, you ought to say you're sitting in the back of the house. But you just come in the front. If you want to sit down there in front, you've got to go clean to the back.
Well, I've been turned around them things and never even noticed them. I always sit on a front row if I can find a seat that ain't tough. But I've been sitting in the back unbeknownst to myself, ain't I?
Well, just quit studying about it, Abner. You're getting yourself mixed up, and me too. three guards, which is a front and which is a back. The screen's going to be at one end of the building, and Ezra's building a booth for the picture machine at the other, so this little machine here wouldn't work on account he wouldn't throw a picture that far.
Well, why don't he just build a booth about 6 feet from a screen? Then this machine will work all right.
No, I've got a better idea than that. I'm going to call up that fella who runs the Lyric Theater in there at the county seat and ask him where I can buy one.
And I bound you, he can't tell you where you can buy one any cheaper than this here and on.
I hope I can find him around there this time of the day. Central, ring me the Lyric Theater, please, Mom. All right. I ain't got the least idea what his name is.
I thought his name was Mr. Lyric.
No, that's just the name of the show. Our name ain't Mr. Jot'em Down, just the appointment. Hello? Mr. Lyric? Oh, can't blame it, Abner. Who am I talking to? I mean, are you the fella that runs the picture show?
Don't even know who he's talking to.
Well, this is Lum Eddards out at Pine Ridge. Lum Eddards.
Man, what heck all he's asking?
Yes, sir. Why, me and my partner, Mr. Peabody, is putting in a moving picture show out here, and I just wondered if you could tell me where we could buy a moving picture machine at.
Came in this fancy idea.
Well, just a cheap one as I can find. How's that?
Still,
you have? Well, that may be just what we're looking for.
I still think we slammed
it. Oh, we don't mind it being second-handed if it's in good shape. How much would you want for it? Well, I granted me and Mr. Peabody will be in there tonight to look at it then.
There you go.
Yeah, don't sell it till we get there. All right, fine. Much obliged. Goodbye. I granted Abner, he's got a machine in there that he'll take $75, I believe he said. Said he used to use it there himself.
Well, at this rate, the old fellow should soon be open for business. Ladies and gentlemen, before we leave the air tonight, I'd like to say a few words about the value of Horlicks malted milk after an illness. Horlicks is used regularly in hospitals all over the world for a number of reasons. It's especially easy to digest, making it more desirable in many cases than ordinary milk. It's extremely palatable. Patients don't tire of the fragrant malt flavor, however finicky they are. It agrees with the weakest stomach, and it contains the necessary vitamins and minerals for helping build weakened bodies back to health, for giving strength and weight and energy. If you know of any persons who are convalescing, don't fail to suggest Horlicks malted milk to them. Medical authorities have been specifying Horlicks for over 50 years. You can get it, you know, at any druggist in both natural and chocolate flavor. This is Carlton Bricker, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all good night and good health.